Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Hump Day edition of the new show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It is November 26, 2014. All the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Desperate times call for desperate measures at BlackBerry, and what can get more desperate than paying you to buy their phone? Particularly iPhone users is who they're going after. They'll pay you up to $600 for your iPhone if you just please, please, please come on over to BlackBerry. From December 1st to February 15th, iPhone users in North America can trade in their Apple phones for a BlackBerry Passport and receive a hefty payout. Anyone with an iPhone 4S or higher in working condition will get a base sum of basically around $400 if you have the iPhone 6, plus another $150 for people in the U.S. and $200 for Canadians. So how's the deal work? Well, you go to BlackBerry's Passport Company's website, or you can go to Amazon too, then send a proof of purchase for your iPhone to BlackBerry, and the company will send you a prepaid Visa card with the money on it in 6 weeks. Come on, BlackBerry, you've got to think of something else over there, because begging right now just looks pitiful. The UN's International Telecommunications Union, that's the ITU for short, has revealed over 3 billion people in the world are now connected to the internet. That's an increase of over 6.6% than last year. Of the 4.3 billion people still not connected to the internet, 90% live in developing countries, with two-thirds of users in first world countries. So the big question is, how do we get more people in developing countries connected to the World Wide Web? Well, the ITU has a little bit of a plan to connect as many as 1.5 billion more users to the internet within 5 years. That's in part by opening up wireless spectrum currently used by TV broadcast. It hopes in doing that, it will also lower access cost, given that the poor rural users often get by on a dollar a day or less. So actually, the internet is probably the least of their worries. It's more about food. Good news, more and more people are having access to the information highway. Bad news is that most of the coverage doesn't apply to people who actually need it. You ever wake up in one of those situations like you went to bed, you were just dead tired, and you woke up in the morning and went, oh crap, I forgot to charge my phone. Think we've all been there. Well, a new company is wanting to help us with that little problem since it takes so much longer now for us to charge our phones. The bigger they get, the longer they take to charge. How about charging your phone in 30 seconds? Sounds cool, doesn't it? Well, it's called turbocharging. Motorola has actually introduced one of its first out there in one of its phones. It takes just 15 minutes to charge it up. However, though, Israel thinks they can do this better. One of the tech firms out of there says they think they can charge a handset with a full day's worth of power in just 30 seconds. Now, while the 15-minute version, yes, is available, the 30-second one is yet still in production. And unfortunately, the current prototype wouldn't have any chance of fitting into your smartphone as of right now. So when this thing finally does come to market, you're thinking, there's got to be a downside, right? Well, the downside would be a more expensive phone. Super quick charging tech would cost around $100 to $150 more for current models. I think it's a cool idea. Don't get me wrong. I would probably use it. I'd probably get in a pinch where I would really need it. But there's this other part of me that says, let's just work on longer battery life instead for now. Besides, the idea of charging my phone in 30 seconds, I'd be sitting there waiting for the thing to just blow up. Dropbox's Carousel is getting a few more brainy ideas for your smartphone. Although the feature is not out yet, it's still being tested. Carousel wants to be able to manage space on your phone when it comes to your media library. There was a few emails sent out today to some of Dropbox Carousel app users, and the company explained the new feature will send a push notification when the device storage is getting full. It will then offer to free up space by deleting images on your device that it's already been backed up to your Dropbox account. Kind of cool. In the long run, though, the feature is actually encouraging users to think of Carousel as their main photo library and not the one that's standard on your iPhone or Android device. Now, unfortunately, there's no timeline for a full rollout. It's just being beta tested right now. But hopefully it'll be coming to a smartphone near you soon, especially if you're an iPhone 5C user where you only have 8 gigabytes of space. The battle for search is on. In the red corner sits Microsoft. In the blue corner sits Yahoo. And in the middle, Google and Safari. Who will be the main player as the default search in your browser? We all know Mozilla's made the switch to Yahoo from Google, but that one's probably a little bit more about money than anything else. And Apple's default Safari browser will soon be up for renewal as well. Microsoft is currently trying to pitch Bing to the folks over there at Apple HQ, and it seems that Yahoo is also trying to do the same. Funny enough, though, since Yahoo search is already powered by Bing, it kind of seems redundant, doesn't it? But hey, let the fight rage on. Personally, in the end, I probably think that Apple will stick with Google as the default search engine. But then again, there's been a lot of bad blood between the two companies over the last few years, hasn't there? And finally, gaming. We want to be more, shall we say, in the reality of the game. We want to feel the game. We want to feel like we're in the game. When we're shot, we want to bleed. We do? We do? Well, according to a Canadian game developing company, that's exactly what we want. Boy, this sounds really spooky. The technology is called Bloodsport. It's gaming hardware that reroutes the electrical signal meant to trigger the rumbling sensation in your game controller and instead turns on a blood collection system that is actually hooked into the player's veins. I'm not kidding about this. This is a real thing. Now, usually we know when we're playing those shoot 'em up games that that rumble is supposed to signal that the player has been shot. The result of your carelessness in your game will actually result you in actually taking physical blood. Now, this is a Kickstarter project. Can't imagine how many donations they're going to get, especially from people that are scared of needles. But it does have one side that's not so sinister. Their main goal for Bloodsport is to create a cool way to connect users to blood collection drives that support blood banks. Okay, that seems okay, I guess, but I still would rather just go on down and give it myself. Funny enough, though, when you go over to their Kickstarter page for Bloodsport, it says the following. Do not try this at home. We are not responsible for any bodily harm incurred as a result of attempting to replicate Bloodsport's function. Meaning they're saying it's okay for them to suck blood out of you, but don't let anybody else do it. Hey, I like to feel more inside the game just like anybody else, but this is just a little too damn creepy. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Follow us on the website, too, at britishtechnetwork.com. You can follow us on Twitter at @BritishTech. You can follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow for your Thursday edition of the British Tech News Show. Until then, enjoy your Wednesday. We're getting closer to Black Friday shopping. Oh, yeah. And thank you so much for listening.